Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Weekend kickoff rolling on here at the Treasure Chest Casino as we get ready for Thursday Night Football to kick off Week 5 action across the NFL coming up 7 o'clock on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Right now, time to get into our Pick 6 segment. We'll do our NFL, but first, our college picks. And Charlie, how are things shaking out so far this season? How are we doing, man?
Terrible. It wasn't a great week this past week either, guys. Mike and Bobby both won the week at 2-3. Stevie went 1-4, and I got a big old goose egg. I did not count the Packers-Cowboys game because it's a tie, and I didn't want to give us a win for that. I didn't want to give us a loss for it either, so I just crossed it out. Guys, I was looking through the slate this week, and for college, no LSU, no Tulane, which are typically the games that we pick. There are only two top 25 matchups, but granted, you know, we're raving about how last week was so exciting with all these great, you know, games across the country and how excited we were for it. And that ended up being terrible for everyone. So hopefully we can get back on track with a little bit of a lower slate here. So we're going to start with the SEC matchup, number 16, Vanderbilt at number 10, Alabama. Bama 10.5-point favorites at home, guys. This line started at like 13.5, I think. Maybe even it was upwards of 14 in some books, has come crashing all the way down to 10.5. I know that there's, you know, some, I guess you would say revenge here for Alabama, who lost to Vanderbilt last year. Bobby's going with the Tide at -10.5. I'm going against him here. I think it's too many points. I got Alabama winning this game. Ty Simpson's been awesome ever since that opener against Florida State. But give me Vanderbilt to cover that big spread, 10.5 points, guys.
I think Alabama's got more talent. You won't catch them sleeping. Crimson Tide, Roll Tide.
That number, though, I agree, Charlie, it is definitely scary at 10.5, but I can't go against Bama at home in this one against Vandy, so I'll give the 10.5, unfortunately and hesitantly.
Well, this is a game I guess I could pick up on you guys, but I'm not feeling great about it. Bama's got an awesome roster. I went against them last week with the Georgia game, and Georgia's 33-game home winning streak was broken because Alabama is just the boogeyman to Kirby Smart, guys. And then we have the ACC top 25 matchup. Number 3, Miami hits the road for the first time all season when they head to face number 18, Florida State, guys. Florida State coming off that really tough loss to UVA. But Miami, 4.5-point favorites on the road in this game. Bobby's got Miami. I am following suit. Give me the Hurricanes in this matchup. -4.5. I think this is a touchdown type of game for them. And it's, you know, maybe there's something to be said about Florida State being real desperate in this matchup because they lost that game to UVA. And picking up a second conference loss this early wouldn't be very good for them. But give me Miami. I just think they're the better team.
I'm going to go with Florida State. I think they're the better team. I think they got caught napping and looking ahead to the Hurricanes when they played Virginia. Boy, that tail got caught in the trap. There was nowhere to go. But you know what? I think some of those bounce back, and I'm going to go with Florida State.
Yeah, Mike, you're alone on this one. I'm rolling with the Miami squad, given 4.5 on the road. And like, I don't like being at Florida State and given that much, but to me, just the Seminoles.
Okay, doesn't this seem to be a field goal game? And it's 4.5?
Man, I don't just
Steve, add the numbers up.
I just don't trust Florida State anymore.
Okay, I get that point. Because you know what the last memory in you is about how they lost. I'm just telling you. That's how a lot of gamblers are, too. But you know what? I look at it. I think Florida State can match Miami talent for talent across the board. Now, Miami's got one guy in Reuben Bain that, man, you better put a hat and a hat on, because that dude coming off the edge could end up being one of the top two or three picks in the 2026 draft.
I was going to say, could he end up being the top overall guy, even over a quarterback?
Listen, one thing Hebert done taught me, and he's right about, quarterbacks trump everything.
Okay.
And so, but I'm a big fan of Bain. I know Coach O has talked really highly of him. And I think he used the term with me, like he had some baby fat on him. No fat, no more. Man, not the way he closes in on that quarterback. So, you know what? Again, just a hunch here, Florida State.
All right, we're going to.
I was going to say, look, it's a good play. They're at home. You're getting the 4.5 points, and it very well could be a field goal type of game. But, guys, I just, with this matchup, I trust Miami's defense more than I trust FSU. And I know that FSU's offense has been putting up big, big numbers, but just what UVA was able to do to him last week. And Mike, maybe you're right. Maybe it's, you know, a case of them getting caught sleeping, looking ahead for this Miami game, and they weren't necessarily prepared for that Friday night against Virginia. But I just didn't like what I saw from FSU's defense in that game.
They suck. They played bad on defense.
Maybe Carson Beck and that offensive line and those running backs then to kind of pull it off here.
Those are our two picks in college. We got four coming up in the NFL. We're going to take a break here on Weekend Kickoff. Be back with even more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Treasure Chest Casino at the Game Bar and Grill. I want to ask you folks, though, have you tried Alder & Birch Steakhouse here? Indulge in the finest cuts of steak and fresh seafood at Alder & Birch Steakhouse. Menu features a variety of steaks cooked to perfection, along with a range of delicious seafood options and a carefully curated list of classic cocktails and premium wines to perfectly complement your meal. Whether celebrating occasions or simply enjoying a steak or seafood dinner, Alder & Birch at Treasure Chest Casino provides an unforgettable dining experience.
Okay, that seafood was good. You couldn't eat it, so I'm glad, you know.
I enjoyed the sliders.
You got the meat part of things, but I took care of the seafood part, and it's absolutely great. Absolutely great.
I am looking forward, Mike, because it is my birthday month, and I have told my wife that when I want to go for my dinner, I'm coming to Alder & Birch to check it out.
Well, you ain't made a bad choice there. That's a good one now.
Going back into our pick six feature, we just did our college selections for the week. Just two, so that means, Charlie, we are loaded up with four picks in the NFL this week.
Yeah, I probably could have squeezed a third college game, guys, but I just thought the NFL slate this week is pretty fun, and we're going to start off with the Saints. -1.5 point favorites at home against the Giants. Week 5 matchup in the NFC. Bobby's got the Saints. I'm going with them. I think, you know, Mike, you had kind of said it earlier in the show. This is finally the week that the Saints get it done. and put up win number one on the board. And I'm right there with both of you. I think that the Saints finally get win number one. Give me them to cover the 1.5 points.
Well, gentlemen.
Steve, you left. Are you going to go with the Giants? I know damn well I can tell.
No, I'm going with the Saints. I feel like it's a clean sweep in this one because the biggest thing for me, we talked about the Giants' run defense is El Stinko, and we saw some life from the Saints with Alvin Kamara, Kendra Miller running that football, and even Spencer Rattler's escapability. I'm looking for the Saints to exploit that, pound the rock in this one, and cruise to a victory here.
Man, I like Torricelli. Simpkins. I like what I saw with him. Man, he got under those defensive line. He was moving people at the point of attack, and he gave some holes, Kendra Miller and Kamara, to run through. I'd like to see him occasionally mix up that little bit, not the long pass, but more intermediate stuff. So I'm going with the Saints.
You know what that means, Charlie? We have a clean sweep here, so the Saints are in trouble.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep, and that's what happened last week when the LSU Tigers went to Oxford to play Ole Miss. We had a clean sweep for LSU there, too, and that didn't work out very well. But listen, guys, like I think the logic behind it is this is a Giants team that's given up over 150 yards on the ground per game, and this is a Saints offense that seemed to really kind of find something against the Bills' defense. I know the Bills' defense, like you guys have said throughout the show, it's not very good, right? But still going over 180 rushing yards in that matchup and winning up front like they did, that's a good sign for this upcoming matchup. And then at the same time as well, with Jackson Dart, yes, he's making his second start in the NFL, his first start on the road. So we'll see kind of how he handles that. Give me the Saints. It's a clean sweep for all four of us, -1.5 in the Dome, getting their first win of the season. Up next, guys, we got the Broncos at the Eagles. The Broncos coming off a dominant victory over the Bengals in primetime this past week. Man, the Bengals are in a bad, bad spot. The Eagles still undefeated. They are at home in this game. They're getting 4.5 points at home. Bobby's got the Broncos +4.5. I will disagree with him here. The Eagles are winning ugly. They're winning these one possession games. 4.5 points. Listen, if they can get a touchdown here, as far as the margin of victory, I'm feeling pretty good about it. So give me Philadelphia -4.5. I disagree with Bobby on this one. What do you guys got?
Man, I hate to say it. I agree with Abar. Give me the Broncos here. This is going to be a tight game. And you're getting 4.5 points?
Yep.
Man,
yeah.
Give it to me. I know they're playing in Philly. Philly hasn't looked great on offense at all, and they're still winning. God bless them. Man, that's what this game is all about. You ain't got to look super impressive, but you know what? Give me Sean Payton and Bo Nix and the Broncos and that defense up against the Eagles.
Yeah, the Philly, like you mentioned, has been winning ugly, just finding a way, and man, oh, man, this is tough because that number of 4.5 scares you because the Broncos, especially last week, you saw were clicking. But I'm going to go with the home team on this one. Go Birds. I'll give the 4.5
shocking
against Denver.
All right, so that is a split for us. Steve, you and I are going with Philadelphia. Bobby and Mike going with the Broncos. I think, you know, the 4.5 number, to y'all's point, it's a good one. It's really, really kind of scary. But at the same time, if the Eagles can just get this victory by a touchdown or so, I'll be feeling pretty good. Up next, guys, we have the team that has scorned me multiple times this season, and we keep picking them, but you know, it's my fault. I keep doing it to myself. The Buccaneers going to on the road, hitting up Seattle against the Seahawks. Seahawks -3 at home, guys. Bobby's got the Seahawks covering the 3. I've got the Seahawks covering the 3. Mike McDonald in this Seahawks defense has been awesome, but Sam Darnold in the Seahawks offense has been one of the most underreported stories of the entire season. Jackson Smith and Jigba is a rising superstar player in the NFL at the wide receiver position, and they can run the football when they want to, guys, if they're healthy. Zach Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker are good to go. Their offensive line is significantly improved as well, and that's really kind of led the way because we know the difference with Sam Darnold. When he's being pressured, he kind of struggles a little bit, but when he's upright and he's got a clean pocket to work with, he can slice and dice up a defense. So give me the Seahawks -3 here. I feel pretty good about this one.
Tampa Bay, God bless them. They've won me a bunch of games this year.
They keep scoring to me, boys. I keep picking against them.
Not too good, Charlie. But today, Seattle. I just think the Bucs are sort of beat up.
Oh, yeah.
And Seattle is playing some really good football right now. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Another clean sweep, gentlemen. I'm with you, Mike, with the fact that this Bucs squad, they are banged up right now. Bucky Irving added to that now with the running back position. Baker Mayfield, I know, has a few nicks and bruises that he's dealing with. That's a long trip, we know, for the Bucs to be making out to Seattle. And just give me the Seahawks at home laying that 3 points.
Man, they got ultimate home field advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really tough to win there. So, again, it's all four of us pick Seattle. What?
We can sweep the Seahawks. And you know what that means. Baker Mayfield is going to put that up in his locker room and then lead another game-winning drive to scorn us here, guys. Up next, we have our final game of the week. The Commanders, 2.5-point favorites on the road against the Chargers. Guys, this line really surprised me. You know, I know the Chargers had that embarrassing loss to the Giants this past week where, you know, Mike, we've talked about it on air. What the heck was the offensive game plan against the Giants where against a team that's awesome in pass rush, a defense that's awesome in pass rush but not good in run defense, you throw the ball double the amount of times that you run the ball. I don't really understand. The Commanders, 2.5-point favorites on the road here. Jaden Daniels has been practicing as far as I know, so maybe that's why this line is this way. But at the same time, Washington's wide receiver core is just wiped out with injuries right now. So I don't exactly know why the line is the way that it is. Give me the Chargers plus 2.5. Bobby's also got the Chargers plus 2.5. And what do you guys got?
Man, I feel like this is a sucker bet.
Give
me the Commanders. You know, something don't seem right here. But you think about the Chargers. They've lost now both starting tackles. Joe Alt's going to be out of this game. And you lose Slater before. Hampton really looked good. Why didn't you give him the football more? Okay, the football's not that, it's not really heavy. Give it to him. You know what? Almost I feel like I'm being suckered in here if I pick the Chargers. Man, I'm going with Washington.
I can't go against the Bolts in this one. After, like Charlie, you mentioned, an embarrassing showing against the New York Giants losing in that game, I figure that they bounce back in a big way. They got to be ticked off. And I'm just surprised that they are home dogs. So I'll take the 2.5 and lay it on and get those points with the Chargers in this one. Go Herbert.
This is a line that might move as the week progresses, guys. I was surprised when I saw the Chargers are 2.5-point dogs. I think, you know, the more that's been coming out about the injuries to Washington's receiving corps specifically might move it a little bit more in favor of the Chargers. But this is the number that we had. So, you know, Chargers 2.5. Mike, you stand alone with the Commies because, you know, I could see it being a sucker bet. So I agree with you here. But give me the Chargers.
All right, so that's our week wrap up on Pick Six. And Charlie, what are the standings once again right now?
Not great. And Bobby and Mike are atop the standings at 16-15. Steve, 15-16. And I got some work to do, fellas. I'm at 12-19. So I'm typically okay at this, but Vegas has been whooping my behind this year.
We got the two Cajuns in the lead.
Yeah.
Well, as long as his wife does the picking, he might keep up with me. As long as Joni does the picking, we're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.